Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, time to land the plane on the Daily Tip, final segment. In a few minutes, we'll give you our best bets for the day, what we actually have our hard-earned money on. Didn't Day filling in for Jinx. So, Den, I've been thinking about the Giants because obviously they have the Monday night game tonight between the Giants and the Patriots. And I'm thinking about, like, in the most positive spin, do you think there is a world in which you look at the Giants right now and you say, okay, if they get a good head coach, Jackson Dart has something, Cam Scataboo, like, maybe he's only going to play for 2 years because it looks like he's always looking for contacts, but at least he's exciting. They have some good pieces on the defense. I feel like nobody's talking about Brian Burns, the fact that, he has 13 sacks on the season, which is second in the NFL behind Myles Garrett. So they do have some good pieces, and I feel like the last time we kind of had a team that had this type of makeup, it was the Patriots. And, like, look at the turnaround that they had. Even though you look at the Patriots as a whole and from the top up, and you say that Patriots organization is way more trustworthy at making decisions than, the Giants. But do you think there is a pathway in which the Giants could actually be good in the next few years?
I think there is. They have to make good decisions, which has not been their forte over the past couple of years. I did briefly laugh because you said Brian Burns is second in the NFL in sacks at 13. And it's insane to me that he is second by 6 sacks because Garrett has 19. That's just baffling. In any other world, 13 in the beginning of December is like this guy's awesome, all pro. But Myles Garrett is just such, he's such an animal. He's on another planet. They're going to get Malik Nabers back, which is going to be helpful. It's just a lot easier to be good at offense in the NFL with a legit number one wide receiver. I'm going to be very curious as to what they're going to do in the offseason in terms of where they put some draft capital, put some money in free agency. You know, you would think with Brian Burns and Abdul Carter and Thibodeau and Dexter Lawrence and all these guys on the defensive line, they're pretty set there. So probably not going to go after any of the defensive linemen. You don't need a quarterback, obviously, because you have Jackson Dart. So do you go for like a Caleb Downs, or do you go for just trying to do what Cincinnati has done, which is we're going to get two really good young wide receivers and pair them together with a guy like Jordan Tyson out of Arizona State? They need to make good decisions, but the good decisions, Chelsea, to me, need to be getting weapons for your quarterback. The easiest way to see a quarterback succeed in the NFL, and a young one at that, is to give them a lot of really good football players. And right now, that is an area where the Giants are significantly lacking. Scataboo has been good, but look, man, we know what he is. Like, he's a demon for contact. He's a fun dude. He's a fun-loving dude. He got a career in pro wrestling after football. If he really wants one, it might pay him a little bit better, to be honest. But he is here for a fun time, not a long time, it feels like. You got to get some guys on that offense that can extend not just Jackson Dart, but can also kind of extend the Cam Scataboo reign as well. If you get those guys for 3-4 years in New York, I think that could be a very successful run.
And I do think, to your point, what we were talking about last segment, it could be a very enticing thing for, you know, your selling point for a new head coach. Not that you need like a ton of ammo to be a head coach in the NFL. I'm just saying, like, if you're you know, trying to get the best head coach out there for your job, and you say, hey, look, we're set up pretty good for the future. Like, this is not, you know, a hellhole that's leading to nowhere like some of these other teams. Like, looking at my Titans, like, like, Cam Ward certainly has flashes. And the funniest thing now is that I don't know if you've seen these promos for them trying to hype up the Browns and the Titans game. They're like, we've never heard more about two young quarterbacks than Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. This game is much watch TV. And you're like, Browns and the Titans?
And not must watch.
Know.
And it feels like we've never heard more about one of the quarterbacks in that matchup. I haven't heard a lot about Cam Ward over the past couple of weeks. I've heard some very crazy things about Shedeur Sanders over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, nobody even wanted to talk about Cam Ward when he was drafted number one overall. Like, it was still about Shedeur being drafted in the fifth round. So, like, one of those quarterbacks, that statement is correct. But for Cam Ward, it just feels like, I don't know, nobody cares about the Titans right now. That's why I feel like you almost do, like, a splashy hire. Like, hire just a name. Like, at this point, I don't even care if we're good. I just want us to be, like, relevant or at least a talking point on some of these shows.
Can I interest you in Bill Belichick? Or is that too much of a name?
Oh, but it comes with another name, and our name is Jordan Hudson.
It does.
The keychain,
the Super Bowl ring wearing, banned from the stadium, Pablo Torre suing Jordan Hudson. She got a lineup list the way that Ric Flair did back in the day, but Ric Flair's lineup was way more fun in his promos.
Ah, even though I will say it was fun over the weekend watching my NC State Wolfpack lay the beat down on UNC. We hate them with a passion. And that's one thing that Dave Dorn does really well. He beats UNC every year, it feels like. All right, so without any further ado, let's get to our favorite plays of the day and tell you who we have the most faith in today.
Time to place your bets.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, then, since you are guest hosting and you have two bets, give us your favorite bet of the day.
I will say, Chelsea, I tried to be really petty with one of my bets, and the Lord saved me. I was going to bet the house against St. John's for that comment that Rick Pitino made. I just didn't like it. I was going to be petty, and St. John's is not playing tonight. So I am saved from making a rash, dumb decision. Instead, I'm going to spend my money in the NFL tonight. So I'm going to play that Jackson Dart over half an interception prop that is tonight. It's going to be his first game back since the concussion that took place in the game against Chicago a couple of weeks ago. I thought he was going to play last week. It felt like he was trending in the right direction, and then he didn't. So the expectation is that he is going to be good to go for tonight. And because he's coming off of a concussion, it's normal to see guys adjust their play style. In fact, I think New York is going to be like, hey, you should adjust your play style. You kind of are the keys to the next couple of years here in town. We'd like to keep it that way. But because he's going to adjust a play style, I think that's going to lead to him making a little bit more brash decisions in the pocket. I generally find that when rookie quarterbacks run a ton, it's because they're still not seeing the game the way that they would hope to be. And this is a process in making the transition from the college level to the NFL. But if I'm expecting Jackson Dart to to be in the pocket a little bit more, to throw a little bit more. It's only natural that an interception is going to come along the way. So I'm taking Jackson Dart over half an interception at minus 110.
Ah, for me, I'm going to go with another Giants player, but a more positive spin on it. I'm going to go with Giants running back Tyrone Tracy over his receptions prop of 2.5 catches tonight, simply because it looks like a great matchup for this specific prop. If you look at the Patriots defense, they've allowed the third most receptions to opposing running backs, and it makes a lot of sense because their run defense is so stout, one of the best run defenses in the entire NFL, that it's tough to run against them. And they have a good secondary as well. So those short and dumpy passes to the running back make a ton of sense, especially when you have a young quarterback on the road in primetime. I feel like these have been a winning bet over the course of the season. And if you look at Tyrone Tracy over his last couple games, 4 catches for 51 yards, 3 catches for 68 yards. So I think he can catch at least 3 passes tonight. Over 2.5 catches for Tyrone Tracy tonight is minus 125. All right, Dan, looks like you got something else on the card for us. What else are you playing?
I'm going to play Stephon Diggs 50-plus receiving yards, which means if this hits 50, it does hit. So I'm playing Stephon Diggs 50-plus receiving yards at minus 135 because the Giants have a really dynamic pass rush and the Patriots are playing a little banged up at the offensive line. I'm anticipating that this is going to be more of a quick passing game to start for New England. And Stephon Diggs at this stage of his career is not necessarily the deep threat that he once was, but I think he'll get a lot of opportunities in the quick game. You know, one of the things that I love watching about wide receivers as they get older and those that age gracefully is that their route running really tends to sharpen with age. It's just the little details in the game, the nuances, the tricks that come with playing wide receiver. And Stephon Diggs, when he was fully in his prime, was already a pretty damn good route runner. I think he's evolved to be even a better one at this age, and I think that's going to be a very big help tonight for Drake May. So I think Stephon Diggs is going to get a lot of opportunities, and I think he's going to get over 50 plus receiving yards. And that number at minus 135, both of my bets, Chelsea, are numbers that I did not think was going to be nearly as favorable to me. So I will gladly take Stephon Diggs at minus 135 at that number.
Well, and obviously Stephon Diggs has that high-end potential where he could go way over this. It just kind of depends. I think this is the tricky part of handicapping the Patriots offense is that it can come from a multitude of ways. They have done it, it feels like, in every different direction when it comes to the run game, when it comes to, like, Kayshon Butte down the field. Stephon Diggs, we know, is a true number one receiver. And I was just looking up Stephon Diggs. I was like, all right, let's look at his game logs. But then I got sidetracked because E! News said, Stephon Diggs and Cardi B's baby is a spitting image of dad. And so I was like, oh, I gotta see this. But it's simply a picture of the baby's back with a Diggs, like, it's not a uniform. It's like a cute little hoodie that says Diggs and the number 8. I'm like, doesn't even show his face. Come on. I was ready to see a cute baby that looks like Stephon Diggs.
That's a classic bait.
Clickbait.
Yeah, clickbait headline there from E! News. How dare they?
Right. But what an interesting dynamic. Like, imagine if Stephon Diggs and Cardi B are your parents. What an interesting life this baby.
I can't imagine that. I can try my best, and I literally cannot imagine what that would be like. Yeah, it's two superstars. You know, Cardi B is a superstar. Mm. Stephon Diggs is a superstar. Just don't go on a boat with them. And I don't think they'll be taking the baby on a boat.
It's wild to think that, like, Stephon Diggs, I don't even think is the stronger personality in that relationship. Like, usually you're Stephon Diggs is the biggest character in the locker room. Not at home.
Not at home. I wonder what is going to happen when the kids become of age and they start to, you know, hear some of the things that mommy rapped about and that mommy made some music about. That's going to be an early birds and bees conversation.
Well, I think about that, like, with the Kardashians, and then I think, well, they're so rich, who cares? They will wipe their tears with dollar bills. I don't feel that bad for them. All right, that's going to do it for us here at the Daily Tip. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning. Same time, same place, 6 a.m. in the East. Bet Sweats is next on the BetMGM Network.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.